With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Gunfire in parts of the country resulting in multiple deaths and several wounded at a church, a casino, and a waterfront bar. One suspect was killed by police, another is in custody, the third is unaccounted for. An ex-Marine smashed a pickup truck into a church in Grand Blanc Township in Michigan, opened fire, and set the building ablaze during a crowded Sunday service. He was then fatally shot by police. At least four people were killed and eight wounded. At a news conference, Blanc Township Police Department Chief William Renee says Sunday's shooting is shocking.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of this incident that could have been completely avoided. And it's very tragic, and that's not what our community is.
Acting Special Agent in charge of the FBI's Detroit field office, Reuben Coleman, decried Sunday's violence.
This act of violence has no place in our state or anywhere else in our country.
This is SRN News. According to a new poll, most men are pro-life. However, they are hesitant to say it.
A recent Gallup poll showed that 54% of men identified as pro-life, compared to 32% of women. In practice, those who work in the pro-life movement say many men are reluctant to express those views in public or in private when faced with unplanned pregnancies. Amy Ford, co-founder and president of Embrace Grace, a nonprofit that equips churches to minister to expectant mothers, tells Christianity Today, it's like they don't want to say the wrong thing and they don't take a hard stance out loud. Sean Corcoran, CEO of Men for Life, tells the same magazine, that is not a woman's issue. That is not a men's issue. That is a societal issue. We're talking about the intentional killing of innocent human lives. I'm Bill Alexander.
A new national survey from Arizona Christian University Cultural Research Center finds that most Americans remain deeply confused about the nature of sin, with many rejecting biblical definitions and even refusing to call themselves sinners. Dr. George Barner, who directed the research, described the result as spiritually dangerous. Barner is quoted as saying Americans often adrift from the sin that exists but refuse to take it seriously, focusing more on how guilty sin makes them feel than on what the sin does to their relationship with God and to their lives. He says, quote, the mindset reveals what we love most, ourselves, while ignoring the matter most, our standing before Christ and humbling connection to the holy God. He warns, as a nation, we've made peace with sin, and that puts our souls at risk. This is SRN News. Several new protective tariffs are scheduled to begin coming this week, as correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks. They're all to start October 1st. The pharmaceutical tariffs will not apply to companies that are building manufacturing plants in the U.S. He declared the tariffs on kitchen cabinets and sofas were needed for national security reasons, with foreign manufacturers flooding the U.S. with their products. As for foreign-made trucks, Trump says domestic producers are being hurt and need to be defended. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran said Monday it hanged a man accused of spying for Israel, the latest as Tehran carries out its largest wave of executions in decades. And Moldova's pro-EU party wins a tense election fraught with Russian interference claims. More details at SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett.